Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What in the heck is going on?
Oh, man. Here we are. I finally got here. Been walking for 3.5 months from the New York Metro. The 94 WIP afternoon show is whole. Here we are. Now, the thing I'm going to have to figure out, Ike, is if your name goes first, I introduce you before I say my name. Is that how it works?
No, you don't have to do that.
Okay.
You don't have to do that.
I'm Spike Eskin.
Yes.
That is Ike Reese.
Yes.
In the other room is Jack Fritz.
Yes.
And we are the WIP afternoon show.
Yes, we are.
It was announced January 17th. And here we are, April 16th. Is it April 16th?
It is.
And the show is whole. So for now, I have promised Ike 10 years. We will be here for 10 years and not a day more to get Ike to retirement. That is the goal.
At least so, a decade, brother.
Yeah, we don't have the name of the show yet, though I know Jack's name may or may not be in it. Ike's name will be first, and eventually we will have a name. Jack, you're good for 10 years to get Ike to retirement?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. That's
one day at a time.
One day at a time is right. So, coming up at 2:30 or thereabouts, we have Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman to do their pre-draft press conference. Of course, the draft is next week. And I've been listening to you guys for the last few months. You're talking about, you know, the offseason and what you want for the Eagles. I've heard you talk about the draft. And I feel like everybody is fixated on the wrong thing. Everybody, you with the offense are Mr. Weapons. You wanted Saquon Barkley. You want to keep AJ. We locked up Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy about that. And you talking about the defense. The thing that is, I feel like everybody is talking about the sexy stuff and not talking about what wins games for the Eagles, especially over the last decade as they have had success. The thing that has won games for the Philadelphia Eagles is football guy stuff, trench stuff. The offensive line. I think about that 2017 team that won the Super Bowl in 2018, and I think about their weapons and all the points they scored. But from a weapons standpoint, that team really can't hold a candle to this team right here. This team has more talent weapons-wise than that team did. The difference with that team is we were sure that they had the best offensive line in football. And this offseason, of course, we saw the retirement of Fletcher Cox, but the other one, the one that happened first, was Jason Kelce. We all gave Jason Kelce's flowers. We're all very happy that he has his podcast. We all celebrate his amazing career. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time Eagle. But for me, losing Jason Kelce is catastrophic. It's the one constant on the offense over the last decade that we could be sure of. Jason Kelce is anchoring the offensive line. And when thinking about the draft later on this month, I need them to think about the offensive line first. So whether that is a guard in the first round, whether that is a center and moving Juergens over to guard in the first round, every important asset they have has to be shoring up the offensive line so we can make sure everything else works. For Jalen Hurts to succeed, offensive line's got to be right. For Saquon Barkley to succeed, offensive line's got to be right. For AJ Brown to get and Devonta Smith to get the receptions they want, the offensive line's got to be right. And we lost the most important player on the team this offseason and don't seem like we've addressed that at all. We just think the guys that are here. And that just doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
And using a first round pick on an edge rusher or a cornerback or a wide receiver.
Those would be terrible ideas.
Okay. It just feels like it's not the right thing.
Terrible ideas.
I know it's boring. Nobody wants to take a guard.
Yeah.
Let's be boring and win instead of being sexy and lose.
Okay. Well, listen, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Strap on the seatbelt.
Okay.
Yeah, strap on your seatbelt. This thing gets hot and heavy from to time.
Okay.
And first, especially when you come in suggesting that we should take a guard in the first round.
Take a guard.
No, nobody's taking a guard in the first round. It's a terrible idea.
I'm sorry, I'm a football guy.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure everybody would be okay with making a safe pick at guard. You know why? Because it's hard to screw that pick up. It's not that it makes you a Super Bowl contending team. Like, taking a guard, putting him between the center and the tackle, there's less chance that that guy is going to have a negative impact on your performance and your results. That's why that position gets helped as much as it does. So I'm not trying to say the position doesn't matter. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that the Eagles are better equipped to address that position later in the draft, preferably the third round on down, because I would use the first three picks on defensive players. That's what I would do. That's where they lack the most talent. You win championships by having the most talented players on your team. Our offense is set. It's set. You could put me in their guard, and I guarantee we still win 11 games.
Well, I don't know about that. They won 11 games last year. They did. They had professionals at guard.
I know. Don't take me literal.
Okay.
Don't take me literal. Just understand. My point is that you can put a third rounder, a fourth rounder, even a fifth round guard in there. You don't need to use draft capital on a first round pick with the first round pick on a guard. We're missing a premier edge rusher. We're missing playmakers in the secondary. And I'm not talking about guys that I feel will come in and start from day one is going to help you win a Super Bowl. We've done that. We've addressed the guys I think they're going to have significant impact on us winning a championship next year. We addressed that in free agency. So now it's about adding talent at positions you lack talent, particularly from a priority standpoint. It's not just for this year. It's for the following year. It's for next year as well. I got an opportunity to get one of the best corners, one of the best edge rushers, and add them to this defense. Hell, I would even consider linebacker at that position. The Eagles won't consider it.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they won't consider it, but I would. When I look at this football team, I got no worries on the offensive side of the ball. We need to start fixing this defense.
You basically have one offensive lineman for two positions that you're sure of, right? You have Juergens.
I'm sure of the entire line.
Really?
Yes. And here's why I'm sure of the entire line. Let's start with Jeff Stoutland. I trust his eye for talent. I trust his ability to coach up guys. The man took someone they drafted in the seventh round who had never played football before. And he's a starting left tackle in this league that's already on his, third contract?
It did take a few years for him to get there, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're going to compete for a Super Bowl next year.
But that's at the left tackle position. That's the most difficult position. So imagine what he can do with a guard. So I'm more on the defensive side of the ball. I just am. I think taking a lineman is the safe pick. I'm not telling you it's a bad pick. I think it's a safe pick and it's overkill. At some point, you got to trust your scouting department. You have to be able to identify talent on the defensive side of the ball, playmakers, and you had an opportunity to draft three of the best 53 players in the draft. Three of them with the first three picks. First three picks should be on defense. This defense, where is that? I got talent aplenty on the offense. Where are the guys defensively that I'm so keyed in on? I got one guy. Then after I tell you the one guy that we all agree on, everybody else is, we're going to talk ourselves into this guy, that guy, that guy, that guy.
I don't know. They've used some picks on defense over the last couple of years. Don't seem to have worked out all that well.
This is true.
Okay.
This is true.
Do you want an offensive guard in the first round? 215-592-9494. Or take a center. Shore up the offensive. I don't care if it's safe. Safe is good. I'm happy with safe. Coming up at 2:30, Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, maybe they'll just answer this question for us.
Who are you taking?
Who are you taking? Elliot was asking me what I should what he should ask him. Just ask him who they're taking. Simple. 215-592-9494. That's coming up at 2:30 next on the afternoon show. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show. Good song choice. Do you even know that song, Jess?
Please. When the big dog's back in the sack, I mean, you gotta let everyone know.
I love it. WIP.
I'm like, what is this?
Aerosmith. You don't know this one?
No.
Oh, come on, man. We have so much to teach you. Jack doesn't know any black movies. You don't know any rock and roll. I'm the middle. I'm
you're the
in
middle
between
guy,
both
yes.
you guys. Yeah.
Your bridge.
You wear one Tupac shirt. Now you think
oh,
you're.
Well, Ike knows deep down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done DMX podcast.
We have.
Everything, yeah.
Coming up at 2:30. So it's WIP Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, along with Jack Fritz. Coming up at thereabouts, around 2:30, mm-hmm. we will have Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni talking about the NFL draft. What we're talking about right now, I want a guard. In the first round, Ike thinks it's too safe. 215-592-9494. Before we get to the phones, Jack,
hello.
Are you safe guy with the guard, or are you with Ike?
I'm 100% with Ike. I mean, are you kidding me? Like you again?
The fantasy football afternoon show.
No, if they're not going to go trade it for Brock Bowers, which they could and should do, if you want tight end to slash the future of the position, sure. But, like, if you don't do that, go defense. Like, they need defense way more than guard, man.
Yes.
Like, listen.
What are we doing here?
It's ridiculous.
Hopefully they get another Nolan Smith, right? That would be great.
They took Danny Watkins in the first round. They took Andre Dillon in the first.
It was 20 years ago, Danny Watkins.
Well, you just brought up another old player. So what?
Marcus Smith?
You have Jeff Stoutland. If he can't figure out Tyler Steen, which they took in the second round last year, then you got another problem. What are you doing? You're not wasting it. It would be a waste of a pick at 22. Yeah.
Do you think Jeff Stoutland would, on video, maybe train Jack to be an offensive lineman?
He might need to start training walk, man. Like, I'm just letting you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Big boy?
Walk's girthy.
Really?
Yeah,
girthy.
Yeah. I already think he's going to be a pulling guard. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's a thick boy.
I like it. All right. 215-592-9494. Oh, wait. So the other thing is here. First of all, I'm getting used to how everything works.
Uh-huh.
And they're about to find out here. They hired... That seems so nice when I'm a manager, but I'm a nightmare deep down. And I'm finding stuff that doesn't work, so yeah. I'm working on a list. Stuff that doesn't work. Rod will come back into town tomorrow. He's going to get a list for me. Stuff that doesn't work. Chris in Washington Township, you're on WIP.
Boy, welcome home, buddy.
Thank you, man.
I hate to, like, you know, rain on your homecoming, but, man, you're nuts. Mike, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Chris?
How you doing, bud? Jack, how you doing, bud?
What's up, man?
Best show on the radio right here, boys. Best show.
Let's talk to him, Chris. Get him straight.
Only 20 minutes in, and we're the best show on the radio.
Oh, right.
So what do you got?
I love it. Listen, man, like I said, I don't want to ruin your homecoming, but, man, you're nuts, man. I think you bumped your head up there.
I'm nuts.
Why would you want – let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Why would you want a guard? I don't care about sexy young. I'm talking football and logic.
Because
Coach
I'm not
– How many rings does Coach Spags have? I'll just give you an example right there.
How many rings does Spags have? I don't know. Three?
He's got four of them, right? Right, Ike?
Yep, four.
All right, defense, man. Defense, but not a luxury. It's a necessity.
They've already told you that they're either fine with the defense or they don't value it that much. My point is, if you're going to base your entire team around offense, if your entire team is going to be about scoring points, you're maybe a little unsure about the quarterback. You just spent a bunch of money on a running back. Why would you not make sure that the core of your team, the guys that are not only protecting the quarterback but creating holes for the running back, all those things, what the team has been built on, why would you not make sure that is right along with all of those other weapons?
Well, no, it's like point taken, Bud, but you know, you're one hit away from the quarterback from ruining your whole damn thing here. I get it. But I'm telling you, like, Jason Kelce, you can't take this kid, man. Everything on that end, on that front, is buttoned up. You understand? I know you're one play away. Defense, I'm tired of hearing, is a luxury. It's not a luxury. And I'm not just, like, you know, siding here. I'm not siding against you. What I'm saying is there's no way you go into the season with these so-called skill players in the secondary. There's no way. There's no way you could do it. There's no safety net back there. I mean, you're going to play you're playing, it's a throwing league. I get it. You know, it's an offensive league. But you can't get the term second pick. I mean, this has got to be logic. I mean, even, you know, you get the third round, you get a guard, you know?
I appreciate the call, Chris. So yep. He mentioned secondary. Mm-hmm. I'd be terrified counting on a rookie in the secondary if they picked that at 22. Is it that can't be what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm thinking. I mean, listen, it seems like Bradberry could be here. I don't know. Here's the way I look at it with the cornerback position. If they were to take someone with these first three picks at the cornerback position, the reason why I like the idea is that not because I want him to come in and be an immediate starter, it's I want him to come in and have a year of where he doesn't have the pressure of being the immediate starter. And then he's able to step in his second year and fill that role. You know, when they drafted Lito and Sheldon and Mike Lewis, we had starters at those positions already. And those guys set for 2 years. I believe they set for 2 years. But they were being coached and tutored under Bobby Taylor, Al Harris, Troy Vincent. And those guys were able to step in, not immediately, but and still in our championship window. And those were our Super Bowl cornerbacks, Lito and Sheldon, 2 years after they got drafted. So while they got a chance to learn under veteran guys, when those guys left, like Slay and Bradberry will eventually leave, guess what? The learning curve doesn't have as much of a drop-off when they step out there on the field and you don't have to readjust your championship aspirations. We were still able to keep that when Lito and Sheldon jumped in there to replace Bobby and Troy.
Well, if Elliot is listening, hopefully he just asked Howie this specific question. Guard at 22. We'll find out next. Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni talking draft next on the new afternoon show on WIP. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.